This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Previously on The Masculine Journey Joyride. I, the great Keithini, will juggle flame completely blindfolded while using only my non-dominant hand. Please remain calm. I repeat, please remain calm. The only way we're going to get through this together is we all keep our heads. Look. I hear you. I do. But give me a chance to plead my case. That's all I'm asking. Give me 5 minutes of your time. Okay, cool. Listen, I know that I have made some mistakes in the past. I'm not denying it, but I have learned from them. I'm much safer with pyrotechnics than I have been in the past. I've even read Pyrotechnics for Dummies 4 times. Well, okay, I read the first few pages 4 times, but it was so boring. I mean, all I want to do is shoot off a few fireworks. Is that a crime? Is it a crime to want to celebrate our independence by applying flame to fireworks and watch them light up the night sky? Yeah, I mean, sure, someone with my background, it would be a crime. Well, at least that's what my lawyer says. Still, look at all those fireworks just sitting over there. Such a waste. Oh, you go watch the fireworks in the stands. I tell you. You set one auditorium on fire, and you never hear the end of it.
We are talking about a really good topic, Danny, and so I don't want to steal your thunder by like saying the name of the show, but I don't remember what it is now. We've changed it.
Yeah, well, we've changed it several times. We may change it again. Who knows?
Yeah.
It started out with something fishy here, and then we kind of adopted fishing clips.
Fishing clips. So that's pretty good.
I think that was imposed upon you.
Yeah,
it was. Well, I took the bait on that one. I just, it was, but. You know, you're talking about a comparison of how fishing resembles how the enemy tries to deceive us and hook us into something. And, you know, I used a lot of analogies in the first show with fly fishing because, you know, something I love to do. And, you know, if you present the fly right, you may get a trout interested in it. And, you know, that's what Satan's trying to do. He's trying to lure us in and trap us to drag us away, and he has ill intentions, just as I do mm-hmm. with a trout if I catch him. So,
well, and you think about just the whole concept of fishing is you're contemplating, there's one setting, there should be one right there, right? You know, right along that branch or right along the rock bed there. You know, you're profiling them, right? Of trying to figure out where they're at, and the enemy does that quite well with us. He knows exactly what's going on in our life. He knows exactly what we're doing. You know, there for a long time, God is stronger than the enemy, and I know that without a doubt. I know that through God I am stronger than the enemy, but on my own I am not. And so for a long time, I didn't like to pray out loud just because I didn't want to give the enemy some place where he could try to dig in. You know, that if he heard me praying over a situation, it's like, oh, well, he's going to dig in there. And then I realized, okay, God's bigger than all that anyway. And so, but, you know, the enemy is active. The enemy is constantly trying to trip us up, to deceive us, to lead us in a direction away from God. That's where that lure is going to pull us away, is away from God.
Well, the last time I went to Mitchell River, those trout up there were prayed up because they didn't bite nothing.
Yeah, they were pretty safe.
Yeah, they were prayed up.
Yeah.
They had been praying and fasting and everything.
Yeah. You know. They were at least fasting that
weekend. They were fasting that day, yeah.
Exactly. Well, Robbie, you actually have the first clip of this show, so if you'd like to tell us a little bit about it. It's The Old Man in the Sea, if you don't remember what it is. You had the look about your face. I wasn't quite sure.
As a fellow old man, I understand the look and the confusion.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.